The Gulf Citrus Growers Association, just before Thanksgiving, alerted growers participating in the region's Citrus Health Management Area, or CHEMA, that the CHEMA team has upgraded its recommendations to include additional sprays for the entire year, in addition to two dormant sprays. It said the Thanksgiving time frame is the time to schedule the first area-wide dormant spray. The association quoted University of Florida researcher Phil Stansley as saying two sprays a year are not enough to provide adequate psyllid control. Stansley also was quoted as saying the most effective psyllid spray of the year is the one put on in midwinter. He suggested growers should either plan for a second spray to go on by January 15th or be ready to spray within 3 weeks of a hard freeze. Several priorities that Stansley listed for Gulf citrus growers battling psyllids also apply to other growers around the state. They are to use the best products for the pests at hand, to not repeat a mode of action or chemical class during the season, and to minimize collateral damage to beneficials. CHEMAs are groups of growers in a geographic area who conduct coordinated sprays to control the psyllids that spread HLB, or greening disease. The Gulf region actually started coordinated psyllid sprays soon after HLB was discovered in Florida and before the term CHEMAs was coined. In more recent years, scientists and the industry have worked together to help form CHEMAs all across Florida's citrus belt, and the CHEMAs have proven very successful in reducing psyllid populations. Since HLB is spread by psyllids, the industry and the scientific community believe that CHEMAs will also reduce HLB incidents. Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.